Blog Talk Radio.
about some things that right now in this life may not change unless God give you a miracle. What about you losing both legs? I mean, if God be with us, where be those miracles? Why didn't he save my leg? Or why didn't he save my daughter? Why didn't he save me from some stuff? Why did I go through some stuff that I've gone through? I mean, what is the meaning of this? What do I do now? And you know the response was, go in the power of thy might. You're going to defeat this thing. Go in the power of your might. The first thing you must do is change your mindset. Your mindset. All of this is to prove your relationship with God. How much do some of us love God? How much have you put into this? Have you put your all into this? Because at this point, you may have to live out the declaration of Paul. You may have to live out the scripture. You may have to live this out. If you are listening to me, you may have to live this out. All right, they're telling me to tell everyone to call this number. The number to call to get to Blog Talk is 347, area code 347. The number is 989-0113. That's 347-989-0113. I need you to call that number. If you're listening to me, text that number to a friend or somebody. Text it to them. If you're watching me, amen, or viewing me, then text that number out, 347-989-0113. I know I got to build my audience, but I'm willing to do this because I believe that God has given me something very important to share with the people of God. Now, you know, I'm not trying to ad-lib with the scripture. I'm not trying to do a lot of ad-libbing, but I'm looking at the scripture, and the angel is telling Gideon, look, the Lord is with you, thou mighty man of valor. And then, you know, Gideon goes, number one, he say, if the Lord is with us, where be those miracles? Number one, why are you calling me mighty man of valor? You trying to make fun of me? Because I'm hiding in the cave. There's nothing mighty about that. How could that be mighty? How could you call me a preacher if I don't want to be bothered with anybody right now? How could you call me a preacher or a man or woman of God when I turn my phone off and I don't want to be bothered because right now I'm going through frustration and different things? Do you understand that God's mindset towards you is not yours towards him, or even your mindset towards yourself? According to Jeremiah, he said, I know the thoughts I think of you. They're thoughts of peace and not of evil. You're thinking evil of yourself, but I'm thinking peace to give you a good and expected end. I'm thinking about giving you a good and expected end. So if the Lord be with me, you know, I don't know whether you're making fun of me or not by calling me a mighty man of valor, because there's nothing mighty. I'm very skinny. I'm very puny. You know, I'm hiding stuff in a cave so the enemy don't run up on me. And you meet me here, and the first thing you says is I'm a mighty man of valor. I haven't done anything. No more than follow my father's instructions. I haven't won no wars. I haven't beat nobody up. I haven't done anything. I haven't declared nothing to no one. But yet you call me a mighty man of valor. And he says, you shall go in the power of your might. Now, I can go into that part, but I just want to stay on the mindset of Gideon. I just want to discover that Gideon is not feeling mighty. He's not feeling like he's a mighty man of valor. And now we discover that he's questioning, amen, the sovereignty of God. Does God still have the same power he had during the days of Moses? Because right now, I don't see no Red Sea splitting. I don't see nothing. I don't see water turning into blood. I don't see the enemy being destroyed. I don't see fire coming down from heaven and destroying my enemy. So where be the miracles that be told us? They got all these talks that we've stopped down day after day and heard of how God delivered them or how God delivered their great, great, great grand. But here I am, we're trusting in God, and I see no signs of a miracle. You know, and I can name several people in the Bible that felt that way. You know, one was named John the Baptist. I mean, really, he preaching in the wilderness, and then they throw him in jail, and then he sends word to Jesus saying, are you the one, or do we look for another? And I'm saying, well, let's look at it really. You really think it was the jail that was bothering John the Baptist? Because you live out there in the wilderness. It's cold out there. If it rains, you get wet. It's cold. It's wild beasts out there. And here you are in jail. You got a little shelter, and they giving you some rations. And what, you more depressed now in jail than you was in the wilderness? No. It has to do with relationships. All mind battles have to do with your relationship with God. The devil wants you to not trust God. He don't want you to trust God. He don't want you to trust God. And that's where the battle of the mind comes from. The mistrust. There's an area where the enemy wants you to mistrust. He don't want you to trust that if you're facing one of the most difficult moments in your life, that God somehow, some way is going to bring you out. He don't want you to see that. Even if you do put a deadline on it yourself and say, I'm going to fast and pray all week long, and then when Friday comes, I know God's going to give me a miracle. And what if God don't show up right then? The devil wants you to not trust him. And that's where the battles of the mind comes in. But God sent me here to speak to you by means of this radio broadcast and by means of these social media to let you to know they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their what? Strength. Can I say it again? They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. In this word wait now, we discover that the word wait means they that serve the Lord shall renew. See, if you just resting, you don't have to have no strength renewed. But if you going through some stuff and you going through some problems and you continue, amen, to trust God and to serve God and to do what God say do and continue, amen, to work for the kingdom of heaven, God say, I'm going to step in right on time. I'll step in and I'll renew your strength. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. Whatever mind battles that you're having right now, I want you to recommit your trust to God. I want you to recommit your trust to God. Whatever you do, don't let nothing stop you from trusting God, because he is a miracle worker. And I speak to every one of you that live in the north, south, east, and west. Whatever you do, don't let your mind enter into a place where you don't trust God. When Gideon started to learn, because the reason why I use the word learn, because he wasn't convinced after that conversation. No. He wasn't convinced. Not after that conversation. You know, the angel told him, you're going to go in the power of your might, and the power of your might, and you're going to defeat these enemies. But now Gideon now changed the conversation and talked to God himself. He said, now, if you are with me, I'm going to put a test out there. I'm going to put a fleece out there, and this time let the ground be wet, the fleece be dry. God said, no problem, I'll do it. Then he said, now this time, let the ground be dry and the fleece be wet. God said, I'll do it. But you have to mind yourself, because relationship got to be pure. God said, okay, well, if you tested me, let me see if I can test you. All right, what you need? He said, go in the power of your might. Okay, that's what I'm going to do. He went and gathered up 32,000 people. He said, now I'm going to see. I'm ready now, Lord. I'm ready. I got over that problem. I got over that thinking, praise the Lord. Now I'm ready, praise the Lord. I'm ready to work for God. He said, you ready? Yeah, you sure? Yeah. Yeah, you know what, Lord? I should have never doubted you. I doubted you, but I'm sorry. Please forgive me, Lord. Please. So are you ready? Yes, I'm ready. What you got? I got 32,000. We're going to do it. He said, I tell you what, it's too many men. Tell all of those that are scared, go home. Y'all ain't said 22,000 people went home the same day. Are you still ready? Yeah, Lord, I'm ready. I'm ready. Are you still ready? Yeah. Take them by the brook, and all of those that let water like a dog, let them put them on one side. Okay, 300 let water like a dog. He figured he had 9,700 left. That was the 300. That was the residue of the 22,000. Did I do the numbers right? He had 10,000 left from the 22,000, from the 32,000. 10,000 went by the brook. He said, put 300 aside. 9,700 was left. He said, I guess I'll take the 9,700. He said, no, send the 9,700 home. Now you're going into the power of your might. 300 men. I want to know if you still got a mind battle. Do you know that that man still had a mind battle? God said, are you scared? He said, yes. He said, send one of your men down to, I'm about to shout. I'm about to shout, and my time is about gone. He said, send them down to hear what the enemy is saying. And when when Gideon sent his man down there to see what the enemy was saying, they were saying, I had a dream last night that Gideon was a big loaf of bread. I got 1 minute. Big loaf of bread rolling on us, and Gideon came and destroyed us. Let me tell you something. If you get over that mind battle, God will fight your battle. Are you listening to me? My name is Hurricane Johnson. The time is already gone. I tell you what, I'll be back tomorrow at 1:30. We'll pick this up tomorrow. I'm just getting started, so I'll be back tomorrow. My name is Hurricane Johnson. I'm going to get out of here. I leave with these words. Hope need not die because help is on the way.